The Passover. The Passover, late April 33 AD, was a night all Israel, and especially Jerusalem, celebrated that ancient sacred feast of Israel. The annual feast of the Jews was prescribed by God in detail to Moses centuries before, on the night he delivered his people Israel from bondage in Egypt. The hour was late evening. The Passover lamb already had been slain, and its blood had been duly placed on the doorframe of the house according to the commandment of Jehovah. In every Jewish home at that hour, the Passover lamb was being eaten according to time-honored custom. Gathering darkness prevailed in the city, now heavily overcrowded by all the visiting Jews who had journeyed to Jerusalem specifically for this sacred day of the Passover. But it was more than normal darkness of late evening. It was an oppressive darkness, as if some catastrophe was hanging over the city. The strange darkness disturbed the peace of many visitors in the city that night. Eternal mystery filled the evening air in the almost palpable way. From the world of light, countless multitudes of supernatural powers, principalities, potentates, and thrones, accompanied by myriads of angels, swiftly congregated and filled the ether above the holy city. Their invisible presence electrified the very air as they rushed to their pre-appointed stations. Every one of them awaited commands to accomplish their appointed missions. Also, streaming in from the nether world, there came dark beings of eternal darkness, principles of wickedness, kings of cruelty, minions of evil, and perverted powers thronged through the gates of hell as they followed their apostate leaders to the ancient city of Jerusalem. It was the night of the Passover that would forever be unparalleled in eternal history. The stage for the eternal drama of redemption was set and ready. Time was counting down to an explosive moment. Every participator was in his appointed place. Eternal omniscience had ordered all things well. From ancient time, omnipotent wisdom had preordained every act and every word that would transpire this night and the coming day.